My dear brother Muhammad Rinaf, hafizak Allah ta'ala, focus with me, akhi. I would like to give you an advice, you and everybody similar in your case. Anyone listen to this answer is an advice for him. Before I give you a direct answer. Akhi, barakallahu feek, hafizak Allah ta'ala. Nothing worth for the noble person more than his dignity. Your dignity is higher than everything, ya akhi. Barakallahu feek. Not just that. That's why they say your dignity and your own soul is the same level. Like how you protect your soul, normally the normal person protect his dignity. You understand? So imagine, ya akhi, if asking people's money, and in this case it's allowed for you 100%. Imagine you are in a case that allowed to ask for you 100%. It's effect. Your dignity. What about if maybe you deserve, maybe you don't? You understand? Maybe you deserve, maybe you don't. It's worse for the person dignity. So I want you to understand that the issue is not about you're allowed or you're not allowed. The issue is about do you have another option even though it's allowed for you? For example, you understand? So every one of us should think about the issue by this way. Asking the people is something heavy, is something hard, even for those who they deserve it. You understand? Everybody must realize this fact. Asking money from others, it's heavy for your dignity, which is heavy for yourself, for your religion, for your nobility, for your reputation, even if you deserve it. What about if maybe you deserve it, maybe no? What if about maybe it's good, maybe it's bad? Even with this possibility, the situation will be much worse. Where's the understanding of this speech that I gave it to you, akhi? The answer is, look to Allah Jalla wa Ala's statement. قال الله عز وجل للفقراء الذين أحصروا في سبيل الله لا يستطيعون ضربا في الأرض يحسبهم الجاهل أغنياء من التعفف تعرفهم بسيماهم لا يسألون الناس إلحافا. Allah Jalla wa Ala described those fuqara among the muhajirin with very strange description, subhanallah. They are very poor and they don't have home, homeless. للفقراء الذين أُحْصِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ ضَرْبًا. And they are unable to search for risk, to go out and to find. Allah Jalla described them by unable. They have the excuse, make them unable to go out to search risk or to find means to survive. لا يستطيعون ضربا في الأرض يحسبهم الجاهل أغنياء. The ignorance person, that means the ignorance about their situation, he will think they are rich, they are in a situation that comfortable and they have more than enough. يحسبهم الجاهل أغنياء. How he think like that about them? Because they are in ta'affuf. Ta'affuf means they act and they try their best not to show needs to others. لا يسألون الناس إلا حافا. Those people, they don't ask anything from people. Look, they are in need. Even with that, they don't. وما تنفقوا من شيء فإن الله. So Allah Jalla asks us to search for them and to give them if we can. But look how Allah Jalla Wa'ala what? Describe them and how Allah Jalla Wa'ala praise them because of the situation. لا يسألون. They will never ask, even if they deserve it. So Allah described them by believers, and if you found those people, give them, they deserve it more than others. So I'm telling you, my brother, bi'innillahi jalla ala, you follow this way, the way of ta'affuf, bi'innillahi azza wa jalla, you're going to find someone that support you and help you to pay your debts or to support your institution, etc. So this is an advice for you and for others. The issue, akhwani fillah, is not about you are allowed or you are not allowed, you are eligible or no. The issue is not about that. The issue is, do you have another option even if you are eligible 100%? Do you have other options? Why? Because effective dignity, even if you are eligible. That's what I want to clarify for you and for everybody. Then after that, I go to you direct question, akhi. Ya akhi, barakallah fiqh, if anyone, he's allowed to ask for people to pay his debts, because he's unable to pay his debts because it's much, I think, you know, everybody gonna do that, because this your situation is a normal situation. You understand? A normal situation. When the person that he take a lot of debts, qaddar Allah, he lost the business or something like that, became much and he cannot pay. قدر الله. So for you to be in need, for you to be in need, yes, legalize for you to receive zakah, but doesn't legalize for you to what? To ask for it. Ask for it and ask for people is something different. Need an extra conditions. It's a more deeper situation. It's more sensitive case. Different. So it doesn't mean that you are in need or you are deserve zakah, means you are allowed to ask for it. Different. You understand? And here I tell my dear brother, اتق الله جل وعلا, and try your best to find a better ways to fulfill this kind of loans. And I'm sure Allah Jalla will support you and will help you. And more than that, akhi, for the person to protect his dignity, it's more important than all this. Anyway, you must understand this fact. The Islam don't allow us to force the person to pay us our debts, who took debts from us, to pay us our debts, if he's unable. We are not allowed to force. If he doesn't have it, we are not allowed to force. Why? So he doesn't drop himself in asking situation. قال الله جل وعلا فمن كان ذو عسرة فنظرة إلى ميسرة. Whoever took debts, then قدر الله, he became muflis, he broke or he didn't have it. You cannot force him to sell the house where he live, to sell the transport that he need. You understand? To sell the food that he need to eat. We cannot force him for that situation. Until he pay for us. Patient for how long? قدر الله for how long? Like how he got disaster, it's a disaster for you also. Patient. Why? Because the Islam doesn't want him to humiliate himself and to be in that situation where it affects his dignity. Look how the Islam protect us and protect our dignity. So like I said to you, brother, it's something very sensitive. I wish you realize the issue and everybody also. Barakallahu feekum.